Listening Library presents The Secret of the Dragon Gems by Rajani LaRocca and Chris Barron. Read for you by Rena Dutt, Mark Sanderlin, Jason Culp, Vivian Laney, Nikki Endres, and Suzanne Torin. This is a work of fiction. Any references to historical events, real people, or real places are used fictitiously. Other names, characters, places, and events are products of the author's imagination, and any resemblance to actual events or places or persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental. To Corey, Jillian, Jessica, Josh, Naomi, and Nicole, our JPST, may this be the first of many books together. And to all the readers who wish their favorite books could be real.
From the Journal of Sanford P. Dilloway III. August 19th, 9:30 a.m. Something has happened. Something stupendous. I could feel it in the air last night when the comet streaked across the sky. I hadn't felt it since I was a child of 8 when I went out into the fields of my home and discovered the extraordinary. Though I searched for years, for the rest of my childhood and my entire adult life, I had never found it again. Until now, on the land of my childhood, I have finally experienced the sensation once more. It was campfire night, the last night of camp this summer, so I was fulfilling my duties as camp owner, making sure all the children were having a good time and the counselors were doing their jobs, that everyone was safe and sound and happy. But then a light shot across the sky. I wanted to follow it, but I could not do so immediately, not with the whole camp together and children seated around the fire singing songs. The scene at the camp captured everything I loved about my childhood before the event happened and everything fractured, my family, my education, my focus. I waited until everyone had gone to sleep and then went to the stream next to the great oak tree where I'd seen the mysterious lights so many years ago. But I could find no trace of anything unusual, not in the dark, despite using my best headlamp. So this morning, after saying goodbye to the last camper and her family, I set out for the fields again on my own. I want to record these feelings now before I return so I can remind myself, even if I find nothing, that I felt it. Great things are afoot, and this time I will be vindicated.
August 21. Thripti Kapoor. 65 Granite Lane, Rockland, Massachusetts, 01998. Sam Cohen, 5482 Agate Street, San Diego, California, 91991. Dear Sam, this is Thripti from camp, the girl you found the rocks with on campfire night. It's probably weird to get a letter, and a handwritten one too, not an email, from someone you don't know that well. But I'm supposed to write a letter to a non-relative this summer as an assignment for school. When we were at camp, I thought I'd send letters to friends back home about the wonderful time I was having there with my best friend, but I didn't have time to write to them when I was there. Okay, that's not true. If I'm going to write a letter, it should at least tell the truth. The truth is, I had a terrible time at camp. It was my first time away from home for more than a weekend, but that wasn't why it was terrible. It just was. Why am I writing to you? Because you seemed like a good listener that night when we met by the creek. We basically just shared our names and then talked about how beautifully shiny those rocks were, nestled against the trunk of that huge oak tree. How they might be fairy rocks or stones from another planet,
or artifacts from an ancient civilization, or something left over from when dinosaurs roamed the earth. And then, once we picked them up and looked closer, how much they reminded us of the descriptions of the stones in Book 3 of our favorite book series, The Dragon Gems. That's when I knew we'd be friends. It was so cool to find another DG fan. We each picked one up and put it in our pocket and stayed quiet, listening to the water flow over rocks in the stream and watching the moonlight trickle through the trees. We barely said anything, and it was the best time I'd had at camp in the 2 weeks I'd been there. And I wished in that moment that I had met you earlier, that maybe camp wouldn't have been so bad if I had. When I got home, I took the rock right up to my room and put it on the table next to my bed. It was the last thing I saw when I went to sleep that night, shining gentle and silvery, and the first thing I saw when I woke up in the morning. I don't know about your rock, but mine seems to have two little indentations that look a little like eyes. She's the cutest little rock friend. I named her Opal, after one of the light gems in Book 3. I know she is not an actual opal, but she is beautiful to me. I've been spending a lot of time in my room since I got home. My little brother and sister are out all day playing in our yard or at the park with friends, but I've been home reading, well, rereading, the whole Dragon Gems series. My mom and dad figure it's because camp tired me out, and as long as I'm reading something, it's fine with them for me to stay put. And I love thinking about pigment and oddment and the gems and Crystal, the tiny dragon. I wish Crystal had showed up earlier than Book 3. She could have helped Pigment and Oddment against the Bane Witches. Which brings me back to this letter. I woke up in the morning and actually remembered to water my plant. What I really want is a mini hedgehog for a pet, but my mom says I need to keep a plant alive for at least 6 months to prove I can be responsible enough for a pet. So far, I've killed plants by 1. Not watering them enough. 2. Watering them too much. 3. Giving them too much sunlight. 4. Not giving them enough sunlight. 5. Giving them plant food that didn't seem to agree with them. 6. Getting too excited about what I'm reading and accidentally knocking them off my windowsill. I've pointed out to my mom that plants don't make any noise when they need something, so that's not really a valid test of how capable I am of caring for a pet. But she isn't convinced by my argument. I currently have a succulent, a cactus specifically, in my window, and I finally feel like this plant might actually have a chance to survive. And then, hello, hedgehog! You know that camp book that has everyone's names and address? Well, this morning, when I went to water my succulent, which only needs a little bit of water every week or so, FYI, Opal was sitting on that book. It was open to the page that had your address on it. I didn't remember putting her there. I hadn't touched that book since I got home. I didn't even know your last name. My little brother, Gaurav, probably did it. I'm constantly yelling at him not to touch my stuff, but he never listens. But it felt like a sign, so that's why I decided to write to you. It would be great if you replied to this letter. I'll get extra credit if I get a response. Sincerely, Thripti. P.S. That's postscript, which means after the letter. I didn't know you were from California. New York is a really long way for you to travel for a summer camp.
August 24. Sam Cohen, 5482 Agate Street, San Diego, California, 91991. Tripti Kapoor, 65 Granite Lane, Rockland, Massachusetts, 019.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?